Opal, give me your full name, please.
My name is Opal May Clark Moss.
And what is your birth date, please?
I was born May the 20th, 1912.
And your age today is?
103.
We are recording this interview where you live, at the Broadmoor Retirement Community. And we should also point out that you were part of our 100th interview, along with Vida Culvern, who was 102. You're both centenarians, which brings in Richard Ziegler. So, Richard, tell us about your role with what we call NEATS and the centenarians.
I am the founder and the executive director of the Northeast Active Timers that has celebrated 20 years, and our main focus is giving the Adopt-a-Centenarian program and inducting 100-year-olds into the Centenarian Club of Oklahoma.
And you've worked a lot with Vida, Opal, and many others.
Yes, had the privilege of 3 years with Opal. She came in on her 100th birthday, which was the same as the birthday of Sand Springs.
Opal, the reason you are with us as we tell the Charles Page story is that you lived in the Charles Page home. And you also wrote a book about Charles Page, A Fool's Enterprise, The Life of Charles Page. We can talk a little bit about Charles Page. He was born in Wisconsin. And can you tell us a little bit about his life? He dropped out of school early on. Tell us what you know about Charles Page.
He was born in Arnott, a suburb of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I believe he was the next to the youngest of eight children, born to Mary Ann. But he was the tallest of the boys, and he considered himself the one that should make a living when his father fell ill with cancer. When he took over the job of trying to make the living for the family, he drove this freight wagon to the boat to gather the goods from other places and take it to the stores in the Stevens Point, Wisconsin town.
And he was pretty young. I think he was like 11 years old when his father died.
He was 11 years old, but he was a big boy. His father's people were large men, and he was a large man like his family. That was why he appointed himself to be the one to make the living for the family.
Right. And so then at that very early age, he took care of his mother and the four younger siblings.
Yes.
So he took a leadership role at 11 years old.
Yes. At first, he didn't earn much more money than selling rabbits. He would set his traps at night, catch rabbits, and then dress them by early morning. He had a dog sled that he had bargained with a student at the country schoolhouse that he rode to town on, his dog pulled a dog sled, and he sold these rabbits, and he thought he was quite a merchant.
Mm-hmm.
He felt big about this. About the dog sled, he came home from school with this dog sled that he had to take his rabbits to the town. His mother said, "Where'd you get the dog sled?" And he said, "Well, I had a willow whistle that was very good, and I traded it for the dog sled." She wasn't so sure she liked to hear that. It sounded like he had cheated somebody. She says, "Tell me now, why would you do a thing like this? You're not telling." He said, "Well, the dog sled needs a lot of work done on it." But he said, "I didn't exactly get the sled with the willow whistle, but I traded it for a dog. I thought the dog would make a better trade. So then I traded the dog for the dog sled." Well, she shook her head. She wasn't sure that was honest, but she guessed maybe it was okay. So he was like that. He was thinking way ahead. And he was the most industrial of all of the Page children.
Then he helped his mother cook?
Yes. When his father died, she took in boarders. Their residence was near the railroad, and they had taken in some boarders into their home and cooked the meals for them. He believed that being helpful meant if you had to cook, that was part of the job you had. So he helped his mother cook the meals for the railroad workers.
Hmm.
He made the biscuits.
He also worked as a lumberjack?
Yes, he worked as a lumberjack, and he began to work on the railroad, and he kept advancing. He got quite good at it, and then he got a job working in a store.
Yeah, and he was also a policeman?
Yes, he was a policeman.
Became chief of police in Minnesota?
Yes. He grew to be a big, tall man, sturdy built like his father's people, and he stood 6'3".